Welcome to the podcast of Apostle Essel Twabo. Apostle Essel Twabo is the founder and senior pastor of Kingdom Life Chapel International. He is an apostolic voice raised by God for this generation. He preaches the gospel of Jesus Christ, followed by signs and wonders. We believe that God will transform your life as you listen to this podcast.
I greet you in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
Pastors that are present, we appreciate them in Jesus' name. Amen. All our visitors, if you have visited us, can I have a volume here on the monitors, please? Amen.
Amen.
If you don't know where the monitors are, don't touch it in case you make a mistake. Amen. Greetings, Bazarona, in Jesus' name. Before you sit down, just tell three people something nice. Amen.
Amen.
And then you sit down. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You cannot say something nice and you are quoting on the face. And your face equatile. Amen. I'm bringing greetings from Pastor Titi and Mama TP from China. Amen. Yes, they are saying they miss you. I think they are speaking the truth. Amen. Bazalwane, we are continuing with our very powerful series on the Holy Spirit being influenced by Him. Amen. 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 Hallelujah.
Amen.
As we said, it is very important that after we are born again, we must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because without the Holy Spirit, there is no Christian. Amen.
Amen.
If you do not have the Holy Spirit, you are not a Christian. Because the word Christ is not the surname of Jesus. It means the anointed one. The anointed with the Holy Spirit. So, if you call yourself a Christian, you are saying, I am anointed with the Holy Spirit. Are we together, Bazalwane? So, if then you have not received the Holy Spirit, to say you are a Christian, you are deceiving yourself and those that you are telling. Aware. So it is important then, as you call yourself a Christian, that you must be filled with the Holy Spirit. Are we together, Bazalwane? So I said on Wednesday, the Holy Spirit, when He came, by the way, you know, I was just reminded that as we are having a series on the influence of the Holy Spirit, it is not by coincidence, even though I didn't think about it then, but it is not by coincidence that we are doing this series at this time. Because today, it is actually what is called the Pentecostal Sunday. Amen. So, in the whole world, it's just that some of these things, those who took over from the apostles, for instance, the Roman Catholics, they didn't really celebrate some of these things to a point where they would be widely celebrated. For instance, 10 days ago, it was the Ascension Day. I think it was on Thursday, if I'm not mistaken. The church was supposed to be celebrating the day that Jesus ascended to heaven. Are we together, Mazalwan? So, I want you to know that, you know, today is the Pentecostal Sunday. Amen. It marks the day when the Holy Spirit actually came. He descended on the disciples of Jesus Christ for the first time, as he was promised that he would come after Jesus had ascended. So Pentecost Sunday marks the day when the Holy Spirit descended upon the apostles or the disciples. And Pentecost Sunday also, it occurs 50 days after the Passover, which is what is called the Easter. The Bible records the Pentecost in Acts number 2, when you read from verse 1 to 13. Pentecost comes 10 days after the ascension of Jesus Christ. And it is also known as the birthday of the church. Amen. So, the church, it's like the church was born spiritually, properly on that day. Amen. So, it is then important for you not to just know about the Holy Spirit, but be filled with the Spirit. Paul says, do not get drunk with wine, but be filled with the Holy Spirit. Amen. Because when you are filled with the Holy Spirit begins to influence you. Amen. And we said, speaking in tongues is one of the many aspects of the sign that the Holy Spirit has descended upon a person. So it's not limited to speaking in tongues. On Wednesday, we read Ezekiel 36 from verse 26 to 27. Where God says, I will give you a new heart. He's speaking to people that have, you know, rebelled. And he's telling them that when you repent and you come back, you know, into practicing and living by my statutes, I will give you a new heart. And I will put a new spirit within you. I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you the heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes. I want you to see what happens after the spirit has been put in you. You will be caused, or you will be influenced after the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You will be influenced by the Holy Spirit to walk in God's statutes. So without the Holy Spirit, you will struggle to be a true Christian. That is why we see people coming to church and becoming Christians for 2 hours that they are in church. Once the church is over, Christianity is gone. Because there is no influence of the Holy Spirit. So we said, being born again is not going to church. Going to church is something that should be done by somebody who's born again, by the way. But going to church does not on its own make you, you know, born again. God says, I will take out a stony heart. In other words, if you do not have the Spirit of God, you have a stony heart.
Are we together, Bazalwane?
That is why even when you are in church, it does not matter who teaches, who preaches to you. All you do is just to say amen. That's it. You don't implement what you are taught. Why? Because your heart is a stone. How many know a stone? Yes. Some of the people I'm talking to, I have observed them and I've realized that this is the stone that God has borrowed us. Because the stone is rolling among us, but the stone does not want to be given a heart of the flesh. So Jesus, or God, He expects us not to be having hearts. By the way, a heart and the spirit is the same thing in the Bible. So when we talk of the heart, don't think about that thing that is doing this, pumping blood. The heart that God is talking about is your spirit. That is why He says, I will take the heart of stone out of your flesh and give you a heart of flesh. I will put my spirit within you and cause you to walk in my statutes, and you will keep my judgments and do them. You will keep after I have given you this new heart. Amen. So we said the Holy Spirit is big. Amen. He is not limited in giving us only the ability to pray or to speak in tongues. That was just the first, you know, sign that these people were filled with the Holy Spirit. They spoke in tongues. But there are many aspects of the Holy Spirit. So one of them, we said, it is the new heart that we receive. You don't just confess that I have a new spirit. The people that are around you, especially your pastor, he's the one who knows you more than others. Up after God, obviously. So it cannot just be, what I'm trying to say is, if, for instance, you are a member of this church and you are born again, you have been given a new heart. Yourself, fact, you will know. And God, obviously, He knows, because He's the one who's giving you a new heart. Thirdly, the people that are around you in a church set up, a person who pastors you is your pastor. And as a pastor, I know the stones of the church. And I pray every day that, Jehovah, may you remove this stony heart. Because a lot of people that are in hell, it is because of the stony hearts. A heart that, you know, a stone, Mazalwan. If you, let's say, you know, like we have plastered there. Or even behind here, it's bricks. That is a stone. If you throw a ball on that stone, what will happen? It will bounce back. That is why I'm saying, as I'm preaching, there are people that no matter what I say, it will bounce back to me. Stones. Amen. And I know stones in tithing. Because if you don't tithe, the Bible says, where your treasure is, your heart will be there. So you see a stony heart in tithing. Hallelujah. So when God has given you a new heart, you do not struggle to do the word of God. In fact, you enjoy church. In fact, you enjoy everything you are taught at church, because it comes to a soft heart. Amen. You know, when you have a soft heart, it receives. It's soft. If you can touch here, you see that
the finger is just bouncing. Amen. But if you touch here with the same finger, you can see that there is a flesh. It's getting inside. Are we together? And that's what the word must do to your heart. Are we together, Bazalwan? So there are many aspects of the Holy Spirit. Don't just be happy that I can speak in tongues, but there is no other fruits of the Spirit. The Bible does not talk of one fruit of the Spirit. It speaks of the fruits, many fruits. There are many aspects that you must aspire to possess as a Christian, for you to be a good Christian. Hallelujah. Because there are bad, look, there are bad doctors and there are good doctors. There are bad pastors and there are good pastors. There are good Christians and there are bad Christians. If you want to be a good Christian, allow the Holy Spirit to influence you. Flow with the Holy Spirit. Go to where the Holy Spirit says you must go. And don't go where he says you must not go. Be led by the Spirit of God. You cannot claim that you are filled with the Holy Spirit and you are influenced by the Holy Spirit when you fornicate day in and day out. Where is the Holy Spirit? While you are busy, where is the Holy Spirit that time? When you pour the first glass of beer and it finishes, and you pour another one, you pour another one. Where is the Holy Spirit? Hallelujah. So it simply means that without the Holy Spirit, you are not a Christian. Even if you don't say amen. If you don't have the Holy Spirit, you are not a Christian. You are just a churchgoer. We are just happy that you are coming so that it is not cold. You see, when you are many, it's not that, especially in winter. But we know that if Jesus comes, this stone will remain here. How many know that the stone is heavy? Because the Bible says when Jesus comes, he will be there in the sky. He will not come back here again. We will meet him in the skies. And you with a stony heart, you will be trying to go up. The stone is pushing you down. Because the stone is hard. It's making it difficult for you to do anything for God. The aspect number two of the Holy Spirit is the Spirit of power. Amen. The Spirit of power. On Wednesday, we read John number 14, verse 16, where the Bible says, "And I will ask the Father," this is Jesus speaking to his disciples, "and he will give you another comforter." And we said, comforter means many things. Counselor, helper, intercessor, advocate, strengthener, and standby. That he may remain with you forever. Amen. So the Holy Spirit, when he has come, he must remain with you forever. You don't have the Holy Spirit today. Tomorrow, you divorce the Holy Spirit. The other day, you remarry again. The other day, you divorce him. You are with him forever. Hallelujah. All right. 2 Timothy 1:7. For God has not given us the spirit of fear. We are talking about many aspects of the Holy Spirit. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of sound mind. You see? It's the same Holy Spirit. From this same Holy Spirit, there is power. You shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come. So another aspect, another, you know, sign that you have received the Holy Spirit, we must see the power of God in you. You cannot always be crying, on my roof. You are so scared. Even if it's just a bird. Any frog, kibaloi. Any cat that was running after a mice, uchuwile, were faster 7 days because of a cat. Fear. But if you have the Holy Spirit, you also receive power. Within the Holy Spirit, there is what? Power. That's why we cast out devils. We heal the sick. With this power of the Holy Spirit. So what is the second aspect that you must look for? It's power. Number three, love. Aspect number three of the Holy Spirit is love. For God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love. Bazalwane abana lirato. Is a sign of that the Holy Spirit dololo. If you have the Holy Spirit, you will have love. Some of these things that we do them because of love. Because we have the Holy Spirit. Even when we are giving, we give because we love. We love God. We love people. As we were busy pledging for the building in Matox, we are giving not because we have much. We give because we have love. And where is this love? It's the love of the Holy Spirit. That we love the poor people in those RDP houses. We love them. Because we have what? The love of the Holy Spirit. Amen. He gives us love. Do you have love? I give look at this love. We are remutu. In most cases, I still rat on two way. Yes. It's lust. Just unobulela need to rig your last. Yao duma busibus. No love. You see the real love after marriage. Then you see that this person actually loved me or he just lusted by changing. Are we together, Mazalwan? When you have the Holy Spirit, you have what? Love. Love is the aspect of the Holy Spirit. Love the Lord with all of your heart, with all of your soul, with all of your strength. Hallelujah. Amen. Aspects of the Holy Spirit, the spirit of love. Can you see why it is important for you to be filled with the Holy Spirit? Because the Holy Spirit comes like, if he was a juice, I would call him a cocktail. Yeah. He is a thick cocktail. Full of different ingredients. If you want an apple, it's in Jesus. If you want an orange, it's in Jesus. If you want peach, it's in Jesus. Everything is there. That is why you must have the Holy Spirit. Be filled with the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Number three, another aspect that we get from the same verse, 2 Timothy 1:7, is the sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. Sound mind. A mind that is sound. Isaiah 11, verse 1 to 2. We're going to get more aspects there of the Holy Spirit. There shall come forth a rod from the stem of Jesse, and a branch shall grow out of his roots. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. That is the aspect number one, the Spirit of the Lord. Amen. The Holy Spirit that you receive is also the Spirit of the Lord. In other words, sometimes because you are filled with the Holy Spirit, when you are speaking, it will be as though God Himself is speaking through you. You have the Spirit of the Lord. In most cases, I've been invited to preach in places because it's nice to preach to people sometimes that don't know you. Because when you preach here, you know, sometimes a person thinks that he start while you are talking, he's analyzing. Mara murutu ukwile mang. Kibulichas mang manga problem yaga. It means with some lay which amurut. But when you preach to people that do not know you, because the Holy Spirit, He is also the Spirit of the Lord. He knows the hearts of men. He knows what they think. He knows what they have done. He will lead you. You won't even be knowing. You will be speaking only to find that the Spirit of the Lord is speaking. And is saying, here, there is 1, 2, 3. I remember one time I was speaking and the Spirit of the Lord was talking to me. We were even fewer than this. And the Spirit of the Lord was talking of a husband that is sending WhatsApps to other women. While they're in the one bed, he's busy sending WhatsApp to other girls. And when I was sitting down, I was like, no, but people who are married here, there are very few. Why was I even mentioning that? Because I trust all of them that are married. Only to find that the Spirit of the Lord knew that there was one who was a striker. Are you hearing me? So the Spirit of the Lord is one of the aspects of the Holy Spirit. You need to know sometimes when I mention you, it's not even because I know your issues, but the Spirit of the Lord knows about you. Hallelujah. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom. This is one of the things that, Bazalwane, we need as Christians. Wisdom. The Spirit of wisdom. A lot of Christians, I will call them Christians because they go to church. They have no wisdom in their doings. You need wisdom. Are we together, Bazalwane? And wisdom does not come from university. There is no university of wisdom where you are doing a 3-year course, you are going to get a degree in wisdom. No, the wisdom comes from God. The Bible says, is there anyone who lacks wisdom? Let him ask from the Lord and he will give him wisdom. Are we together, Bazalwane? When you have the Holy Spirit, you'll also have wisdom. Wisdom. If you look around here, you see wisdom. Just by looking around, you see wisdom. There are certain things that we do that we have never seen them anywhere. But the Spirit of wisdom will say, do this now. Do this now. Do this now. It's the Spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. Amen. Wisdom. May God give you the Spirit of wisdom. Hallelujah. You know, people, when we say receive the power of the Holy Spirit, they are not interested because they think the Holy Spirit is rababa sheke helebebebe helimandandanda heyeye karabayaya patamaya bababuya. It's not just that. The Holy Spirit is God. When you receive the Holy Spirit, you receive God who knows everything. Are we together, Bazalwane? Wisdom, 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 wisdom. Receive wisdom today in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. You know, in Proverbs 3, 13 to 18, the Bible says, happy is the man who finds wisdom. Happy is the man that finds wisdom. And the man who gains understanding. That is another aspect of the Holy Spirit. Understanding. When you read Isaiah that we have read, it also says the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. The Spirit of wisdom and understanding. It's not one spirit. Amen. There is another portion of understanding, another portion of wisdom. Hallelujah. Pastor Alon, there is one thing that God will never say no when you ask, is wisdom. Amen. He can never say no to wisdom. Solomon, he prayed for wisdom and understanding. And the Bible says, God says, you have asked a good thing. I'm giving you wisdom and understanding. And I will also give you riches. I will give you all these nice things that you did not ask for. And ask what we ask for. I want a husband. Every time you are praying, Father, give me a husband. When the husband has come, you realize that this husband is not a good. He's not a good husband. But you did not ask for wisdom. Because if you ask for wisdom, wisdom will show you a good husband. Wisdom will show you a good wife. Are we together? Ask for what? Wisdom. And understanding. It's the spirit of understanding. A lot of Christians, they do not have the spirit of understanding. That is why, Bazalwane, we fail to tithe. We fail to give. You know why? You cannot give when you do not understand. The reason we don't give, we don't tithe, is because we don't understand. Because these things, they need a spiritual understanding. God must reveal these things to you. Because they don't make sense. On your own, it will not make sense to give. On your own, without the spirit of understanding, you will not tithe. Hallelujah. It needs the spirit of understanding. Of understanding that it is more to give than to receive. That is not a natural thing. It's a spiritual thing. A natural thing says when you have money, you must put it in the bank account somewhere and store it there. You know, it will grow. It will grow. That is how the world thinks. You need the spirit of understanding as far as spiritual things is concerned. Hallelujah. If you are asking for wisdom today, God will give you. God cannot say when you say, Father, give me wisdom, and say, no, I want you to be a fool for 3 months. I'm delaying giving you wisdom. I'll be a fool for the next 3 months. I will give you in August wisdom. No ways. But we are asking wrong things. That is why we struggle to get what we have asked. I said on Wednesday, there is only one answer to prayer. What is it? Was I not preaching to people on Wednesday? What is the answer to prayer? It's yes, only. There is nowhere where the Bible says you will ask, you will pray. When you are praying, I will say no. You will pray and I will say, wait a little bit, I'm still fixing some things. No. His promises are yes and they are amen. Only. The only thing that makes us not to receive, the Bible says, you don't receive when you ask because you pray amiss. In other words, you are praying things that are not in line with the word of God. But if God says, ask for wisdom, he will give you. He will never say no to wisdom. He will give you. But there is one thing that you must know. Solomon, in 1 Kings 3:5, the Bible says, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God asked, what shall I give you? If God can appear tonight, in your dream, wake up a person that is sleeping. Look at your neighbor. If he's sleeping, shake the neighbor and say, neighbor, plastic chair here is not a bed. Hallelujah. What was I saying? Eh? All right. Kiri, tonight, if you sleep and God appears in your dream and say, my son, my daughter, what do you want me to do for you? Ask anything. I am telling you, you will be shocked that 99 percent of us will ask for money. I'm telling you, you will ask for money. Wasipa kila pile modimo kiti koloto kinyagum fechele teki kono upatela machonisa kuna leba tuaba ngoki pila kiba chavela motsileng bugaba kolota.
I think even Solomon had these problems. But when he was given an opportunity to ask, let's check verse number 9.
Before then, Solomon asked for understanding. He asked for wisdom to lead the people that he was supposed to lead. Now, verse number 9, God is responding to his powerful request in verse number 9. Therefore,
oh, okay. This is Solomon still asking. Therefore, give to your servant an understanding heart to judge your people, that I may discern between good and evil. For who is able to judge these great people of yours? The speech pleased the Lord. There are some speeches or prayers that please God. When you are asking for understanding, then God said to him, because you have asked this thing and have not asked long life for yourself. You see? He is not asking selfish prayers. He's not praying selfish prayers. You have not asked long life for yourself, nor have asked riches for yourself, nor have asked the life of your enemies, but have asked for yourself understanding to discern justice. Behold, I have done according to your words. See, I have given you a wise and understanding heart, so that there has not been anyone like you before, nor shall any like you arise after you. And I have also given you what you have not asked, both riches and honor, so that there shall be not be anyone like you among the kings all your days.
Bazalwan, look at this.
The man is asking an aspect of the Holy Spirit. He is asking for spiritual gift, which is understanding. For the Bible says, from the stem of Jesse, from the root of Jesse, Jesus was to come out, and the spirit of understanding is among the spirits that will be upon him. One of the aspects that you need is understanding. Amen, Bazalwan. Understanding is everything. If you are applying for a job, the reason you are bringing a CV, they want to check your understanding of what you are applying for. A lot of things, Bazalwan, they break in the spirit of understanding. People that got married, they divorce because of lack of the spirit of understanding. If you don't understand a wife, or you don't understand a husband, you will not make it. You need the spirit of understanding of marriage itself. What does it mean? A lot of people, they only think about wedding. All they think about is a wedding. The gown. What is this? Yeah. The Banana Republic. They don't think about after. Nobody who gets married ever kneel down and say, God, give me the spirit of understanding of this thing that I'm going to. Amen. It's the anointing, it's the spirit of understanding that you need. All things, they break in understanding. We don't understand each other. You know, you're always boxing. It's like there is two dogs that have been put in one room. Why? The spirit of understanding, Dololo.
You don't understand each other. You fight over things, small things. You always think that he was saying this, and he was saying that. Or she was saying this, and she's saying this. You will know after you have shouted for 2 hours that, no, man, this is not what she was saying. Understanding. May you receive the spirit of understanding this morning in the name of Jesus. So the Holy Spirit, you need him, because the Bible says he will teach you all things. All means all, not some things. There is nothing that the Holy Spirit does not know. Believe you me. He will teach you how to be a good wife. He will teach you how to cook. Some of the cookings. You find the cooking oil is amazing. Ona yagua, mezi, ayagua. The salty is amazing. There is no understanding. The Holy Spirit that I will give you, he will teach you not a few things, not two, not three things, all things. There is a man in Ghana called Archbishop Duncan Williams. Natulaga and is standing up. Even the kids, oh, Karuban, that is story. This man has never been in school. When he preaches, he normally says, you know, I have no classmates. I never understood what he meant when he said he did not have classmates. Until, you know, I got closer to the circle. Then I realized that when he says he has no classmates, it does not mean he's too big. There's no one in his class. He means he has never been in a classroom. But the man has written powerful books. The man owns a school. The man is one of the biggest. In fact, he's the founder of the Pentecostal movement in Ghana. The man preaches in America. The English he preaches, I mean he speaks. You will think he has gone to a model school somewhere. He preaches for T.T. Jakes. They are very close with T.T. Jakes. He preaches for T.T. Jakes, and also T.T. Jakes preaches for him. He has daughters, Paula White. How many know Pastor Paula White? Yeah, he's one of his daughters, a white lady. A man who never went to school. But he writes books in English. Why? The spirit of understanding is upon him. You will understand languages you never went to school for. Hallelujah. I want to stir a desire in you to desire the Holy Spirit. Because, Pastor Luan, a lot of you, I don't want to put myself there, I don't want to say of us. A lot of you, okay, let me put myself also so that for control. A lot of us, church is as though we are being pushed. Let's go, Robala, go pillow, please. Nobody must sleep. If you are feeling sleepy, please, Leo Dulelaga, Kamuragua. Because Nyan Pazamis. I'm saying, Bazalwan, a lot of Christians, it's as if when you go to church, you are doing me a favor. You are doing somebody a favor. Look, even if the whole of this side cannot come to church, I will come here and preach to you alone. Those who go with me in my talks, they will see me preaching, sweating to Sunday school kids who are very wise. When I go there and I ask, what was I teaching you on Sunday? They will list from one to the last. I'm talking of small kids. Those who have gone there will tell you. And this side where elderly people are sitting, they're just looking that way. A lot of us, It's like we're doing somebody a favor by coming to church. We have been forced. We must do this. You know, why? There is no Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, the church is not nice. Especially the part that the pastor will be talking about, tithing or giving. We don't like that part. Why? Holy Spirit, dololo. When we come to church, we don't mind coming at 9:30. And we come with zero speed. We don't care that we have said to God, we are meeting with you, Jesus, at 9. Jesus is always, you always find him here. Because the Bible says, when two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. He does not say, I will come there. When we gather, the first two people that arrive at church, the Holy Spirit is there. Jesus is there. The first two, he's the third one. When two or three are gathered in my name, I am there. Not I will be there. Not I will come there. I am there. Why don't just for once be among those two or three that come to church? Where is the Holy Spirit? He's not there. So we must be pushing a skorokoro, samzalwane, year in, year out. Because there is no influence inside. There is no zeal for the things of God. May the Holy Spirit stir your spirit. May he remove the stony heart. Amen. We lack the preachings of. I see four. You are receiving breakthroughs that side. Four of you. You, stand up. I see a double-story house. That is what we want. Then we'll be saying, I receive men of God. That's all we want in church. We don't want the truth. Go deeper, Papa. Going deeper where we're in a stony heart. Even Papa is bouncing on the stony heart. The only thing that enters that is the one that says, receive a husband. I receive. We are receiving all these things of this world. The same things that Satan was promising Jesus. Those are the things we want to receive. Don't be moved by riches. You know, you hear some people say, no, you know about Petrus, they are too rich and they don't even go to church. Yeah, blah, blah, blah. Look, not him per se, but Satan also gives riches. Satan also gives husbands. He gives wives. He can give you a beautiful wife. Satan can't give you a scobo. No. He will know. He knows that you want the tall one. Muruti times two, we are godin. That is slender. Satan, who has seen about what you want? He's busy prepared for you. If you have a stony heart, he will give you. Yeah. Something here, it's not a you are coming from the top of the roof. We are fast. I agree, that's what you have been praying for. And Solomon does not pray for these things. He says, give me understanding. I want spiritual things. For the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. These things that we are crying for, praying for every day, and we are not getting them. Why? Because these are the things that we're not supposed to be following. We were supposed to be followed by these things. We are followed by miracles. We don't follow miracles. Our people will fly and go and die in Nigeria. Why? Following miracles. Following miracles. We cannot fight for God. We fight for men. Things that perish. My hands do not show any sign that there was ever a nail. I've never been crucified. There is one who was crucified for me and crucified for you. And his name is Jesus. That is the one that we must please. That is the one that we must follow. That is the one that we must seek. As the the one that you must seek. And the one that competes with Jesus is money. That is why a preaching will always go there. Because Jesus says you cannot serve two masters. You cannot serve God and serve money. We speak about it because it's a God. It's something that will take a lot of people to hell. Money is something that makes people not to come to church. A lot of reasons of why I could not come, it's because I was trying to make some money. I was accumulating my God. I was making my God bigger. That is why when the money goes, I was reading a story of a rich man, very wealthy. He had millions of dollars in the bank account. And his investments did not go well. And it's like, if it was bread, the only thing he was getting from his investment is it was a slice of bread. And it was still millions. And the man was crying to a point where he hanged himself. A true story. He died. Why? Because the reason he is hanging himself, there is no more God. God is dead. When you serve your money, when you worship money, when money is the stumbling block between you and serving God well, it is your God. And a day will come where God will, because he doesn't want you to go to hell. He will wipe it out. Because the Bible says he is a jealous God. He does not want anything that exalts itself above him. Don't love your wife more than God. Love your child more than God. Love your husband more than God. Even when your husband is taking you out of the will of God, when he is leading you to Christ, I always tell you that follow me as I follow Jesus. The day you see that the man is no more following Jesus, I have made a big door for entrance and exit. Yes. The moment I don't preach the gospel of Jesus Christ is the moment you must take your Bible nicely and go. Hallelujah. Amen. Because all of us were accountable to him. Sometimes I preach nice. Today maybe my preaching was not very nice. That's why abantu barobala. Abantu bakwatile. It's because I want you to go to heaven. This home, this earth is not our home. It's not our home at all. We are going to die one day. Hallelujah. Amen. And when we die, our spirit must be welcomed in heaven. Let's stand on our feet. So today, pray for wisdom and understanding. And I want you to know, if you ask for understanding, and you ask for wisdom, he will not postpone it. He will give you now. There are people, for instance, when you read a tobacco box, it's written cancer kills. I'm trying to show you that wisdom is not from school. It's from God. A box will be written, this thing that you are smoking, it causes cancer. And the person who examined a person is a doctor. And he saw that tobacco really is killing, is making people to have cancer. But do you know that there are doctors who smoke? Yeah. They are smoking. When they are the ones who told us that this thing is causing cancer, but they are smoking. It's demons. It's a sign that there is no wisdom. There is just knowledge, but no wisdom. Knowledge, but no understanding. But today, open your spirit to receive two things: the spirit of wisdom and the spirit of understanding. Lift up your hands and begin to pray for these two. Father, we thank you for your word. Thank you for the spirit of understanding. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you for wisdom. Thank you, Father, for wisdom. For where we are.